Domestic abusers, felons, and fugitives are prohibited from owning guns. But what happens if they try to buy a gun? In Oregon, the state police investigate or alert local police. In Washington state, no one follows up. But that could soon change. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in our ongoing collaboration with King 5 News in Seattle.
On the evening of January 15, 2010, Courtney Weaver was in her bathroom, getting ready to go out with friends. Suddenly, her boyfriend appeared behind her, armed with a .45 caliber handgun. He shot her in what she calls a botched murder-suicide.
The .45 bullet went through my right arm, through my upper right lip, shattered 5 teeth, lacerated my tongue, and shattered my entire jaw.
Weaver told her story standing in the hallway outside a legislative committee hearing room in Olympia, where she had just testified.
A third of my face is titanium. I've had 14 reconstructive surgeries since that night.
Since that night, Weaver has moved from California to Seattle, but she lives in fear of the day in 2019 when her attacker is scheduled to get out of prison. She told lawmakers that in the event he ever tries to buy a gun and fails a background check, she would want to have that information.
So I can protect my loved ones and my family and coordinate with local law enforcement.
Weaver wasn't the only one to tell her story in front of the House Judiciary Committee. So did Paula Maher, who we first met in December.
He was extremely scary.
Maher told lawmakers of getting a call from King 5 reporter Chris Ingalls. He told her that her former longtime boyfriend, who she has a permanent protection order against, had shown up on a list of people who had tried to buy a gun in Pierce County but failed a background check.
And thank God, it was kicked back.
But Maher says a blocked sale is not enough.
Who's going to follow up on it? Who's going to look out for my protection and my children? I have hidden for years, changed addresses, go through a P.O. box, because I am so afraid.
Maher and Weaver both testified in support of a bipartisan proposal to crack down on prohibited gun buyers. It would require gun dealers to notify the Washington State Patrol when someone fails a background check for a gun purchase. The patrol would then be required to create a database and investigate these cases and, where appropriate, refer them for prosecution. In addition, victims could sign up for a notification when someone they have a court order against is blocked from making a gun purchase. Police officers would also get notification on their in-car computers. The prime sponsor of the measure is Democrat Drew Hansen, who also testified before the committee.
If you're a criminal and you walk in to a firearm store, you knowingly violate the law by illegally trying to purchase a firearm, you should be arrested, you should be prosecuted, and in an appropriate case, you should spend some time in prison.
Hansen's co-sponsor is a Republican state lawmaker who's also a sheriff's sergeant. Gun rights advocates aren't necessarily opposed, but they are wary. Tom Kwesiak is a lobbyist representing the National Rifle Association. He told lawmakers that sometimes the federal instant background check gets it wrong.
A mistaken identity, basically. So we just want to make sure if somebody's in a database like this, that we are absolutely sure they are the right people.
So far, the proposed law to go after prohibited buyers has earned support from frontline police officers, a county sheriff, and prosecutors. King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg doesn't want to wait for the law to change. He recently told King 5 that he wants police in his county to start forwarding him these cases now.
If they were a felon in possession of a firearm, we'd come down on them like a ton of bricks. And so they're just one step away from being a felon in possession of a firearm. They're worth our time and attention.
King County Sheriff John Urquhart, though, has said he doesn't have the resources to follow up on these cases, nor is he convinced they're worth the effort, especially given the black market for guns. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.